Tonight I want to talk about living up to yourself. There are a lot of things that we try to live up to in life. Maybe my teachers had that in mind when they sent home report cards that told my parents I wasn't living up to my potential. That's not what I mean tonight. It was very frustrating, so I had no idea what they meant. I feel like I've lived up to my potential quite well, and that's a feeling that I'm hoping to leave you with tonight. The Buddha was asked by a group of monks who came to him and said, you know, every now and then we're not doing chores around camp, we're not doing any of the many practices that you've taught us, we're not memorizing suttas. What should we think about when we just have time to think? And the Buddha said, think about your own goodness. I think that's such a wonderful idea. I'm not quite sure what was meant by that, but you know, if I had said it, what I would mean is that the people in this room, most people, have a lot of good character traits, and that's what we should think about. We spend a tremendous amount of time thinking about what's wrong with us, not living up to our potential or whatever. And that thinking is nothing but dukkha. And it leads to more dukkha. But to celebrate, to recognize and celebrate our own goodness is nothing but wholesome, happy. It's a positive thing to think about. And it can elevate the mood and put us in a frame of mind to be better company for other people in all of the important ways. Buddha said time after time in the Dhammapada that the company of good-hearted and wise people is one of the most important aspects of our practice. So can we be that for ourselves, first of all, and can we be that then for our companions on this path? There's also something in the Anguttara Nikaya called the 10 Recollections. And these are 10 things to think about. Buddha, the Dharma, Sangha. And then right after that is virtue and generosity. Virtue, of course, is guided by kindness. It's all geared toward being kind, to protect other people, other beings, from whatever actions might be harmful. And then generosity, of course, that is giving of ourselves, our possessions, our time, our good nature to those around us. And then there are 5 more things in the 10 recollections, but I don't want to talk about those now because they're kind of strange and hard to understand as you get to the bottom of the list. So I urge you to think about your own goodness. There are a number of things that you can think about, things that you've done that you know were well meant and well executed, and you're happy to own them. And besides the overt acts that we do, that you've done, and I know everyone here has done things that fall in that category, besides that, the things that you do kind of habitually that are such a part of your character that you don't even really think about them. You just do them. I've got this habit of, and I catch myself doing it because it's so absurd. I will, when I move position in a crowd that's all looking somewhere, I will look over my shoulder to make sure I'm not blocking the view of anyone. And it really is silly because I can't block the view of anyone but a child. So I don't know, maybe there's this subconscious thing that, well, if I model it, tall people will do it too. But whatever it is that we, you know, just sort of habitually do, maybe open the door for someone on crutches or saying bless you when someone sneezes. Lots of little things we don't even think about. See if you can notice them and identify them and keep those as part of your recollections. Even when no action is involved, your kind feelings, your love and compassion can be very important to other beings that you are around. You don't even have to do anything. I learned how important that is when I was a volunteer for several years in a residential hospice. People who didn't get out much, some who were totally bedridden, couldn't communicate much, I would just go and sit at the bedside, maybe touch a shoulder or an elbow, and just be there. I know that they knew there was someone there who cared. I know that because I had an opportunity to talk to some of those people later, when they were more alert and communicative. And they said they did know. They were aware of it. So just your kind feelings can come across and affect the world. And of course, your devotion to Dharma and this practice, just consider that. You gave up the Academy Awards to be here tonight, whether you watched any of the movies or not. This was the choice you made for this particular evening, and I'm sure other things would have been possible for you. And then there are the intentions that you have that maybe you didn't act on. Maybe you couldn't. Some intervening event came along, interrupted you, took the people that you were going to help away so that you couldn't. Whatever your intentionality is, celebrate that. Own it and honor it. And recognize your goodness as a fundamental part of what you are. And I'm not talking about your ego ideal or your sense of self that's really kind of illusionary, maybe even delusionary. But the good that you have felt and intended and acted on, that's an actual part of your existence. and it's fundamental. And nothing can take that away from you. Not even, and this happens, circumstances that require contrary acts. Things that you wouldn't do, that you wouldn't want to do. Sometimes we're in those situations where we have to do it. And it's really difficult. I mean, this is what novels are written about, right? This is a subplot to a lot of movies, is when you're just cornered and you can't act on your good intentions, but you have to do something. Don't worry about that. It doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't negate that fundamental goodness that wants to do the right thing. And even if your intentions are bad in the moment, even if you're just really pissed off and you do something that you meant to do that was harmful, it doesn't take away from the good. It's just something you're going to have to make amends for. And the fact that it occurs to you to make amends and that you do it just proves my point. Every shred, every moment of goodness is irrevocably yours. So this tendency that we have to spend time thinking about ways that we've been wrong, and I do it, you know, I think we all do. It'll just come to me. Oh, I'll even groan out loud like I'm in pain. I remember something I wish I hadn't done. Or I'll imagine what somebody else thought of me having done a particular thing. You know, I even get ashamed. I mean, this is silly, really, when you think about it. Just of thoughts or feelings that I have that don't reflect who I want to be. You know, that's living up to my own potential or whatever. You know, that's the ego ideal. All of these thoughts are dukkha. And we can let them go. Or we can have them and just not put any value on them. They don't count. It's just a bad habit. You know, like biting the inside of your cheek or whatever. You know, we've all got our little idiosyncrasies. And this comes from being attached to someone that's not really us. I regained an old friend when my sister died back in December. I called her to let her know what had happened. And we've been in touch since. And she sent me this poem. I know this poem. It's in an old Dharma talk. But it's appropriate with this idea of wanting to be something other than exactly what we are. But in this poem, I think it's actually another person. But that's kind of what we go around with during the day, is this other person that we're trying to be. So the title of this poem is Love After Love by Derek Woolcott. The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, sit here, eat. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself. to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit, feast on your life. This wanting to be anything other than what we are might be what the Buddha had in mind when he said to think about and honor your goodness, your own goodness, and consider how it affects others, maybe even when it's not noticed by them. And explore how your goodness makes it easier for you to live in your own skin. Be thankful for and celebrate your virtues. Try to let them make you at least as happy as they make others. So when I urge you to live up to yourself, I think we have an excellent example right in front of our eyes, underneath, kind of wobbly underneath our butts in this chilly air. In December, I took about 3 really hard hits, one after another, and I simply was not in a position to get past the obstacle of the United Methodist Church no longer being able to keep us there. And I don't know, I had begun to think that the Sangha wasn't living up to its own potential. And I apologize for doubting, because it arose and took over and took that burden from Deb and me and kept the Sangha going. So it was, I think, one of the best examples I've ever seen of a Sangha honoring the refuge of Sangha, keeping this available, not just to the people who are already coming regularly, but to those who are new. And so let me just ask now, how many people are here for the first time tonight? All right, well, a lot of work has gone into this being here for you. And, you know, Buddhists don't clap, but let's just, let's applaud ourselves. And all those who worked so hard. Because there has been a lot of hard work and even some financial investment in making sure that the Sangha could go on. So, on an individual level, when I say to live up to yourself and your own goodness, it's not as striving for something, not something that's lost. Because even if it doesn't seem like it has momentum in your life at the moment, it could rise from the ashes, just as this Sangha did. You are that good person. And so honor that goodness often in order to incline the mind toward that celebratory attitude and to act accordingly in the future. But remember, no slip can diminish your real virtue. Just continue to live in light of your own goodness. Thank you.